Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I hope you all had a good weekend. Mine was, it had its ups and downs, I guess. My wife had to work on Saturday, and I was left with the kids for a few hours, and the boys especially were just absolutely terrible. I think they're just going through a thing right now where they're just being really bad when they're together. Lots of fighting, lots of potty talk, and just not listening, which just drives me absolutely mental. It kind of continued on Saturday. My wife could see that I was having a hard time, so she ended up taking the kids to her parents for the day, which thankfully got back some of my sanity. I opted to kind of do some laundry around the house just because things were getting a little out of hand. So I listened to some podcasts and did some laundry. I also kind of tinkered down in my kind of studio space. I did some dusting, just kind of a little busy work that kind of kept me going all day. Which was good because I was productive, but I also had something to kind of focus on. Other than that, I have ordered my graphics card. I opted to get the GT 1030, so that should be arriving either today or tomorrow. I had to order it from the local computer store here, so we'll see. Hopefully, fingers crossed that that all works out well. What else? In my kind of downtime yesterday, once I was all done kind of cleaning and putting away laundry, I played a bit of Fortnite. I think that I'm a little burnt out on that game. I think I've just played too much of it. That I'm kind of just like grinding for stuff now, and I'm just not really finding it that fun. I think it's going to be one of those games that I'll kind of play once in a while. But I think I'm getting close to done with that game. I've had fun. But I think it's kind of time to kind of close that chapter in my gaming life and move on to some other stuff. I've got a backlog of stuff that I want to go back to and play. So yeah, there's that. I also spent a good chunk of the weekend messing around with Raspberry Pi, Retro Pi stuff. Which I think I chatted about in my last episode. A friend of mine, he bought a Raspberry Pi to play some old video games, and he needed help kind of setting it up. So my initial thought was if I just kind of duplicate all of my settings and games and everything, and then just basically stick it into his machine and we should be good to go, right? You'd think it would have been that easy. I ran into multiple problems, which I will chat about very shortly. I have to get some gas here, so I will be doing that right now. So I'm going to pause this recording and I'll be right back. And we are back. It's amazing people that talk on their phone while pumping gas. It's like a huge no-no, right? Electricity and gas shouldn't really mix, but what was I saying? So yeah, I spent a good chunk of the weekend trying to set up my friend's Raspberry Pi with some old video games. Let's see, the one issue I ran into, he had a 32 gigabyte card. Mine was 128 gigs. So I needed to figure out a way of, I can duplicate the card, but then it requires another 128 gig card to run, right? So there is a way of basically shrinking the, what would you call it, the disk image. Because I guess I've only really used 20 gigs out of the 128 gigs on the card. So it took a super long time. I found a program on my Mac that can do this. It took a super long time to basically shrink that disk image down to 20 gigs. But I just kind of let my computer run and do its thing. I was almost tempted to shut it down because it seemed like, okay, well, did this thing freeze or break or whatever? But no, it did its thing after probably like an hour and a half. I just kind of left it and it did its thing and it worked. So the upside now is at least I have a backup of my disk image. So from there, I was able to replicate that disk image. I popped it into my Raspberry Pi. Everything was working fine. So I'm like, sweet, okay, we're all done here. He picked it up the next day. He popped it into his Raspberry Pi, and it didn't work. And the reason for that being, which I found out after doing some research, was... he has a Raspberry Pi Model 3B, which is newer than my Raspberry Pi Model 3. And I guess the Linux operating system that's kind of underneath RetroPie isn't compatible with the new Raspberry Pi. So I then needed to figure out a way of updating the Linux operating system underneath it. So it got pretty technical and pretty nerdy. This episode's been pretty nerdy so far, so what the heck? I'll just keep kind of talking nerdy stuff. But I basically SSH'd into the Raspberry Pi using like some command line text stuff and using some Linux commands, which took me a little bit to learn. I was able to update the underlying operating system to the new one that's compatible with the new Model 3B. This time, he then also left his Raspberry Pi with me, so at least I could test to see if it works. And there were a few little things that weren't working. Like, for instance, I have these, like, video previews that play for each game. So when you kind of hover over the game, it gives you a little video kind of showing what the game is or what the game's about. That, for some reason, didn't carry over, but everything else did. So, I thought, I'm not going to waste any more time on this, so, I left it at that, and he's pretty happy that he can now play all these old retro games. I ended up playing some old games myself, after I was all done, and, yeah, I think if you're into retro games, a Raspberry Pi is a great bet. It is a bit of a learning hurdle if you're into that. if you like kind of tinkering with electronics, which I like to do, it can be pretty done, but you've got to be pretty patient with it. If you're looking for kind of just a plug-and-play kind of thing, maybe like an NES Classic or a Super Nintendo Classic is kind of the way to go, but if you don't mind getting your hands a little dirty, and you can do a lot on those little Raspberry Pi computers. Yeah, that was probably a little too nerdy talk for today, but some of these episodes will be that. Yeah, it actually has been a lot of kind of nerdy talk lately, but maybe we'll talk about politics or something soon. With that said, I'm going to stop rambling, and we'll chat to you guys again tomorrow.